Welcome to Conversations on Public Health, a regular program from the Harvard School of Public Health that explores current issues in the field. Today we're speaking with Adam Bernstein, a research fellow in the Department of Nutrition. Bernstein and his Harvard School of Public Health colleague, Walter Willett, are the authors of a study that finds salt intake is about the same today as it was nearly 50 years ago, an amount that is well above recommended guidelines. Your study examined trends in sodium intake in the U.S. population. How did you measure that?
We performed a systematic search for, review of, and analysis, a meta-analysis of previous studies, including randomized controlled trials and prospective cohort studies, in which 24-hour urine sodium collections were taken. 24-hour urine sodium collections are reliable biomarkers of sodium intake. We performed then a meta-analysis of these previous studies.
Those studies were done over what time period?
We reviewed studies from 1957 to 2003 here in the United States.
What did you find?
From 38 studies conducted in the United States between 1957 and 2003, we found that the mean 24-hour urine sodium excretion per person was about 3,500 milligrams. Since about 95% of daily dietary sodium intake is excreted in the urine, this excretion level corresponds to an intake of approximately 3,700 milligrams of sodium consumed per day, which means that sodium intake in the U.S. adult population is well above current guidelines and does not appear to have decreased with time.
And what are the current guidelines?
The current guidelines depend on subpopulations within the United States, but currently the upper limit for most adults is 2,300 milligrams per day.
And once again, what number did you find in the U.S. population?
3,700 milligrams.
Did the findings surprise you?
It did surprise us because the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey has estimated that sodium intake in the United States population over the last 20 years and maybe over the past 35 years has been increasing.
So there was no increase seen in sodium intake over about 4.5 decades. What are the broad implications for public health given that people have this amount of sodium in their bodies?
So two recent economic analyses, one was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine and one was in the New England Journal of Medicine, estimated that reducing sodium intake in the public would reduce blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, and health care costs. So we see that there is still an important role for industry and government to play in reducing the sodium intake.
This has been a Harvard School of Public Health production. Please visit us on the web at www.hsph.harvard.edu.